All right, so let's listen to this anew. We've heard it before, many of us, so let's listen again. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I may go also and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their home country by another road. The word of the Lord. All right, so I want to focus this morning on the seeking by the Magi. The Magi seeking to discover Jesus for the king of the Jews, as they said. And in this way, that we might be encouraged in seeking out the Magi in our own lives. Let's explore more and you'll see what I'm talking about. We take a look at this. Now, so there are three astronomers on a quest. And they're looking for the king of the Jews. And they want to come and worship this king. And don't you find it a little unlikely? Maybe even just unheard of, that these three men would be traveling along and they're expecting that they will be guided by a star and arrive exactly at a house or place where this king of the Jews is. Imagine with me for a moment their conversation. Magus number one. I think we might be a little offline. Magus number two. "Dude, no way. We're right on target. It's over this way." Magus number three. "Maybe we should stop and ask for directions." The Bible says that's exactly what they did. They arrived in Jerusalem and they stopped and asked for directions. They said, "We're looking for this one who will be the king of the Jews, for we have come to worship him." And later on, Herod gives them the directions. And they start traveling south, 6 miles from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. And they're led by a star. The star stops over the place where the Messiah, the newborn child, lay in the house. Now, because we don't have a lot of time, I'm not going to go into so much detail as I'd hope we would. But there is fascinating information about this star Magi were following. And if you want to learn more about it, you can check in with me afterward, after our worship time. But the star, turns out, scientists have discovered that this may actually have been planet Jupiter going in retrograde. And then at some point joining with Venus, which is a sign of a Virgo. And the Virgo and the Virgin. And a number of these fascinating facts about something that God had planned long before the Magi ever launched out on their journey. So there we have the Magi. I want you to imagine with me for a moment who the Magi might be in our own lives today. Remember now, the Magi arrived, the Magi went to visit and find the newborn king of the Jews. They knelt down, and they paid homage, they bowed down before Jesus, and they gave him gifts of what? Frankincense and myrrh, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So, who might the Magi be today? Who themselves may be bearing gifts? And what gifts might we be able to bring them? So I want to just lay out what are we talking about? We're talking about Magi today. Let me give you 3 examples. One of the Magi, let's consider the Magus Angie. Angie lives below the poverty line. She has 3 children, lives in a neighborhood, and she had a leak in her roof. And a neighbor down the street happened to be a carpenter, but out of work. And he was just about at retirement age. And he went knowing she had the leak and volunteered his time. For free, he repaired her roof. And if anyone asked her, she would say, "Wow, I was in need, and something happened, and it's changing my life forever. God is good. I was hoping that something would happen, but I was giving up hope. And when this neighbor of mine, who I didn't know very well, but I knew he was a carpenter, offered his help, he fixed my roof. And I forever feeling blessed. And wondering who this God is, who would answer a prayer of a woman in need." Magus number 2. Let's call him Mike. He works as a truck mechanic. He commutes about 45 minutes every day. He has a daughter, never been married, and is living with his live-in girlfriend. And he's very thoughtful. And if he knew that you had listened to him, he would ask you questions. If he knew that you were someone of faith on a journey, that maybe had experienced God in some way, he would ask you, how can I experience the profound? Address number three. Let's call her Eleanor. She's married. She works part-time. Her husband works full-time, long hours, miles away. She has three children. And she was baptized as an infant, but hasn't stepped into any kind of a worshiping gathering in over 25 years. Back in fifth grade. She's very intelligent, very bright. She loves people, and she's seeking for meaning in her life. And she would love someone to talk, share her thoughts, her questions. Someone to listen to her poverty, what the Bible might mean and what God might be up to in her life. What gifts might we bring? Magi like these. You and I can bring the gift of gold. Gift of our time, the gift of being in prayer for them before we approach them, maybe for weeks, and the gift of time and inviting them out for coffee, or maybe just in the front yard through the fence, or over the next cubicle at work. Or while you're having lunch at school. You and I can bring the gift of frankincense. Our attentiveness with them. Our willingness to listen, really listen. A guy named Big Ed, and he went to an old-time revival. And the preacher, after his sermon, he invited people up for prayer. Big Ed walked up the middle aisle and came up to the preacher. And the preacher says, what can I pray for you about? Big Ed says, please pray for my hearing. And the preacher put one finger in his ear and a hand over his head and prayed, oh God, Lord, pray, bring healing to his hearing, open up his ear that he may hear. The Lord's name, amen. And he said to Big Ed, Big Ed, how's your hearing now? Well, it's not for another 2 weeks at the county courthouse in Hill. Listen. Really listen. Really listen. The best gift of frankincense you could bring is a gift of listening. Asking questions. Clarifying what they're saying, what they're seeking, what their greatest hopes and desires are in life. And you may find that God, Holy Spirit, is speaking to you through them. You and I could bring the gift of myrrh, of our love. Is that as we spend time with them, as we listen to them, really listen, we'll discover what it is that they're discouraged about. And maybe be moved by the Holy Spirit, listening not just to the Magi neighbor, but God. And how to respond in such a way that profoundly touches them. In a way that will change their lives forever. All because we bring the gift of birth, a love. God through us as we serve them. And through our listening and serving, only then, as a safe space is opened, that we might share and be a light, like that leading the Magi to our risen Savior on bended knee. That we may find that as we give the gift of gold, our time, of frankincense, our attentiveness, and of myrrh, our love, that these Magi neighbors of ours might give us at the best gift of being at the table that we all seek